Blog Talk Radio.
Closer to the dream, girl, I'm trying. Damn, don't it feel like a fire? Top both hands in the sky. Champagne paint for the fire. Damn it, it ain't even Friday. Daddy got a Porsche on the highway. Top both hands in the sky. We don't know about the Friday.
Entertainment Network. This is Epiphany Radio, and tonight we present for you Iron Sharpens Iron, A Royal Pen's Perspective. I'll be your host for this evening, Anonymity, along with my co-host, La Perla La Negra. Our call-in number for this evening is 319-527-6300, and of course, press that 1 to be heard. Tonight's show is sponsored for you by Raw Lakes. Why be average when you can be raw? And huge big shout out to our CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. So we're going to get into for you another play selection, and then we're going to get started with our show for tonight. And I look forward to seeing you on the flip side. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, Miss La Perla Negra. You with me?
I'm here, I'm here. How you doing tonight, Anonymity?
Oh, my goodness. Listen, I've been waiting for this moment for been 2 weeks since the inaugural show. And, you know, I just sat back, I listened to the show and made some appearances throughout the week, you know, with the Tiffany family trying to juggle work and, you know, everyday life and, you know, writing the things that we do and just trying to make it to shows, man, just to listen in and really, really, really get to know the poets and, you know, listen to the different ideas and the way people are stretching their pens. And, man, I just had a ball, just diving into it. Wow, there's still some shows that I missed, but, you know, it was just a very, very, very good place to be. So that's what's been going on with me. How you been?
Oh, I'm good. And you know what? Yeah, we always have good energy here at Epiphany. It's always good over here, regardless of what's going on. It could be a boring night, you know, a slow night, but we still bring that good energy. And as far as me personally, I got to spend the day with my grandbaby again, so that's my light.
Listen. There's nothing like family. And, you know, for those that had a chance in their life to actually be blessed to see that next generation come in, it just takes me back to the first time I held my first grandchild, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. It was a connection I couldn't describe. It was like almost, it's like you knew at this point. You know what I'm saying? You were learning through your own children. But when you see the grandbaby, that's like it's repeating. And all the knowledge, I say the wins and the lessons throughout that time, it just suddenly makes sense. And all of a sudden, you instantly, you know, without even diving into it, you automatically knew that you're going to be a better grandparent than you were a parent. It's amazing how it happens.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a whole different level. Yes.
But listen, I mean, we here. Iron sharpens iron is back for the second show, and I'm excited for it. Really, really, really excited. I got so many inboxes, and you know, people just, you know, I didn't know how it was going to take. Like, okay, I don't want people to view it as though it's a critique show. It's not a critique show. That's not what this is. This is a real, like, I'm, you know, when we get a chance to listen and speak, and all the listeners, when we get a chance to speak, when we get a chance to hear them speak, it's us sharing our art. And if we're going to share it, like, let me tell you how it made me feel. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I got a mantra because, you know, Eric Badu said it best. He said, you know, I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit. And I totally agree with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I told you, because I'm so sensitive about it, because I'm so passionate about it, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to write if I'm not going to challenge my pen. If I'm not going to sit back and bring myself to a point that I got to stand up and walk away for a minute, come back later, sit down, reread it again because I got to hear it through a different ear. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So having a platform to be able to get feedback, because I'll tell you something I would love to do. I mean, start this, and I hope everybody within earshot is vibing with me on this. You know what I'm saying? What I would love is when we spit pieces, and you, the audience out there, have a chance to hear us, and you call in about to share your ink with us, I encourage you and ask you, give me feedback on how my piece made you feel. If you've seen the opportunities, if it's something I could do to stretch a little more, if you absolutely loved it, if it took you to another place, whatever it was, share that with me, because that's why I share it. I don't share it to bore you. I don't share it to show off. I don't share it to make you feel that you love the world or hate the world. I share it because it's a part of me, and it's something that I have to offer. So therefore, as the audience, yes, tell me how it made you feel. Tell me if you felt as though it was an opportunity for me to take it to another level. Tell me if you felt as though that one poem can be split into two poems and make a book. Tell me if you can take a poem and write a play. We'll talk about that part later. But how about you? What's your perspective? I'm really, really, really curious to get it from a different perspective.
I agree. I put every beat. You know what? There's a line in one of my pieces where I say, every heartbeat of mine is in every letter scribed as I form each word, and that's how I am.
Wow.
I do my poetry. Wow. I give me to the world in every letter, every line, every stanza, every piece that I spit. I'm giving myself to the world because I want them to know me. So I agree with everything that you were saying. I'm not doing it to make you get a certain view of the world, I want you to see me, my side, how I am. So, yeah, I welcome feedback all the time. I love it. I don't know, maybe it's a little arrogant in me, but I like to hear all that people have to say about my pieces. And I'm very vocal about how I feel. Most of the poetry that I hear, the majority of it I hear, touches me in a certain way. So I'm going to express it. And those that know me, they already know how I am. So, yeah, I'm my exact sentiment. The same thing you said. I agree with it.
If I may, I just want to, something that you said, maybe it's a little bit arrogant. No, I have to disagree with that. There's nothing arrogant about it. It's a gift that you share. It's something that you, all right, callers on this line, features that you see at different places, even when you go to another level, when you sit back and you watch television and you see sports, right, for example, these are people who are skilled in things. I understand the money there, and that's what makes poetry in certain areas of art so much different, because you poets do it for the passion. You know what I'm saying? Poets don't do it. They do it for the passion. Now, I'm not saying that things don't branch off here and there and there. I mean, this is life. Let's keep it decent. You know what I'm saying? When certain things happen, certain situations, we adjust. But when you sit down in the quiet of your serenity and you sit back with your pen and you literally, spill your feelings, spill your thoughts, spill your emotions. Let it go, as I say. Let it breathe. Inhaling.
Yeah.
Exhaling. Get it out. You know what I'm saying? And then, what does it do? You know, it's therapeutic for me. I can speak for me. But, yo, that's just some wow, we can go all day like this. But, listen, it's been like 2 weeks since we had this show, and I know we got some of them lines out there lit up. I see y'all out there. I also see the ones that's not lit up. I encourage you, but, you know, let's let the night rock. But, Miss La Perla Negra, it's been, 2 weeks since the show. And, hey, iron sharpens iron. So I know you got something you'd like to share with me. Would I be right in that?
Yes, you are right, and I do. I have a little something I got for you.
Okay. Well, you know, as we do, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Now, this is untitled. People always say, I hope my heart doesn't lie to me again. But your own heart doesn't deceive you. People with their clumsy hands and ill intent, misusing it does. So even through my broken dreams, if love was a road, I'd be walking. I'd created a fantasy world in my head of the perfect love for me and lived in it all my life. Because my reality was filled with fear and heartbreak based. But for a special moment in time, I was loved by him, and I was sure, but he wasn't ready, not for my kind of love. So I started asking and kept asking myself, how do you find your way back from a path you knew led to forever? How do you fall out of love with them or even tell your heart not to fall for them? How do you not hear that song that everything is attached to or end the dance and stop thinking of them? I asked myself this until I realized you don't, just can't. And it doesn't just fade away either, because real love, true love is absolute. It's meant to be. Now, we're all here to learn something and teach. But just because your love was meant for them doesn't mean that theirs was meant for you. But what happens is when you can't be with them, someone else will come. And if or when you open to them, they will show you their side of love. Not that you'll forget what once held your heart, but the fact that you deserve love is what you shall have. For God will shine a light on a new path. And that's that piece.
Wow. Way to get us started. Let me just kind of dive in, if I may. I just got to dive in and ask a question first.
Okay.
I listened to not only the content of your piece, but what stood out to me was as you crafted your words, I feel emotion behind it.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I listened to your words and how you brought it to me, and in your words, in your delivery, you took me into your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions. And I'm just talking about, at this point, the delivery. Now,
okay.
Ms. LaPerla Negra, as you know, I'm a huge, huge, huge fan of your pen. I love the way you write. I love the description on it. You do something where you take time in your writing to capture where you are trying to make me see, feel, touch, breathe. But when you said it, when you give it to me, see, that's the beauty. That's iron sharpens iron. Because these are your words. These are your thoughts. These are your feelings. Now, I can get a book, and I can read your words, your thoughts, your feelings, and I can hear it in my own voice, and I can read it like a book. But see, that's part of the reason why this platform was created, because I have the ability to hear it directly from the mouth of the author, directly from the heart of the author, the mindset of the author, the creativity in everything that they did when they created it. I have an opportunity to be able to bear witness and enjoyment of that, and that is the platform that we have, and it's just why Iron Sharpens Iron was created. So with all that, beautiful piece, beautiful delivery, I loved it.
Thank you. Wow, thank you. Yeah, you're spot on. You are spot on. I like people to, I try to give people a visual with my the way that I spit, not just my words, but the energy that I put out with every line that I say. I want them to see it and feel it. And that's why I spit the way I do. So thank you. Now, our most gracious host, did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Because I know you brought something.
I did. But even before we get into this, I did bring even a special surprise. So we'll see how the lines are lit up, and maybe around the, I'm thinking around 11:15 hour, we might share something or get a little treat. We ain't going to get into all that right now. But, yes, I did. And actually, I didn't know where I was going until you did your piece. And I'm going a little different, but it wasn't expected. But, hey, it's an old right that became a new right because it's different. So I'll spit that for you.
All right. It's poetry, baby. I'm going to stand back and hand you the mic. The mic is yours.
This piece is entitled Emotionally Relevant. When all that matters is a heartbeat, sometimes your lifeline becomes your existence. He's been dealt cards through a bad set of circumstances, forced to play a losing game of emotions until the motions of his heart flatlined, silent, stares aimlessly at a ghost in the mirror, seeming to catch a glimpse of his former self, never admitting the fact that he's been changed. A faded picture is all that's left of a masterpiece, torn into pieces, held in contempt, since attempts to mend the broken reflection fostered depression, being masked behind a confidence of an award-winning smile. And no one pays attention to the trapped cry behind soulless eyes, so he's become desensitized to everyday lies since he's never really fine, but who gives a shit anyway? Too pent up with selfish pride, his optics remain dry. Feels a fury too fierce to hide as the quiet storm rages over, spilling an emotional instability misinterpreted while desperately trying to maintain composure, attempting to hold back the tears of the damned, in fear the levee might break, or his earth might quake, and break the broken beyond repair, he'll show you what PTSD feels like. It feels like raw emotions left unreleased. The antagonist is the fear of tomorrow, being tormented by yesteryear's trauma as the gangbang, torture, raped by the ultimate mind fuckery, replace innocence with merciless memories, robbing peace of any hope or tranquility, and no one cares, so he appears crazy, holding emotions left unreleased, chained to the thoughts of his mind. Has him clutching a pain in his chest, dismissed as stress. Nevertheless, he remains stuck in this mess, lost behind a broken heart and the inability to forgive anymore. Lord, I think this man has lost himself. And if this is what being anonymous feels like, I see why he's the phantom. I hear the inner soul of the lost child crying through lungs which no one cares to console, becoming one with the ghost of a mere reflection mimicking John Doe. He bears the innocence of a lost child, searches to find shelter in one's home, have a chance to possibly smile together, and maybe they'll spit his eulogy now in third person, reciting that he never shared, from the pen strokes being drained of his sorrow to the offering of welcomed ears, transcribing the testimonies of his life as unwritten scripture of when a poet rose beneath the flame of a felt tip. He no longer pretends to be dumb, deaf, or blind, sharing the finest moments of his truth from a villain-turned-hero overnight before solace finally found him to finally rest in peace, emotionally released. End poem.
Wow. Okay. You know what? That was a magnificent piece of transparency. And I understand hiding your true feelings and what you're going through, but still hoping that if you do open up to the world, that you won't be hurt anymore behind letting them know what's going on with you. But you still hold back because it's just too much right now to release. You don't want to be completely naked yet because you don't know how you're going to be perceived. You don't know how you're going to be taken. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very, very powerful piece. It's about letting go and stepping into a new world, but being apprehensive about it. It's like baby steps. Wow. That's really, really a dope piece. Man. I like that. At least that's how I took it.
Yeah. Listen, I sit back and I think about that, and it's like the pen. There's the release. Write it. Just write it. Everyone out there within earshot, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what your job is like. I don't know what your family is like. I don't know what you are like. Not everybody. So wherever you are, whether you on cloud nine or whether you're just trying to see the sun, write it. Get your pen. Don't even think about it. Jot it down. Release it. Let it go. That's why it's here. And that's what this is all about. That's what this platform is made for. So as you had an opportunity to hear myself and my co-host, Ms. La Perla Negra, I mean, when you call in and you get on the mic tonight, share what you thought. Share what the pieces. You got to hear two dope pieces. I didn't even know where I was going until you brought the feeling and emotion that you brought into your poem. So I thank you for that. That's iron sharpens iron. Much appreciated, Queen.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow.
So, yeah. And listen, as we get started, we're going to have that little surprise. I got a feeling we're going to be able to get there tonight. So we'll get this party started. So, hey, let's I'm going to let you call. Look at the line, see how we want to go. Do we want to bring some – look, we can bring somebody on. We can get to some music. I'm already kind of like on a high just to be here. So I'm going to let you kind of take over on that, and I'm in the cut for a second.
All right. How about I give us another song first before we open up this first call, and then we get right to them.
Respect. Be a bank queen.
Take everything you have for free. What's this really cost? Or just calm yourself, or stay still for once. Lose my atmosphere, I'm just floating on stars that turn.
What a vibe. So, hey, look, we said we was going to get back. We got callers with their hands raised. Mic is hot. How you fitting that, Queen? You about to get them on the line?
Oh, I'm ready to open up these mics now. We're going to open up to our first caller. We got us a Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. How you doing?
Good evening, the Pearl of Negra and a minute. How you feeling, sir?
What's good, my brother? What's good? What's good? Glad to have you with us tonight. What's good with you, man? How you been?
Oh, I'm chilling in a minute. You know, I'm just chilling, man. You know, enjoying a nice day today.
Okay. Hey, listen, I had to work all day, but, you know, any day above ground, right?
Absolutely.
There you go. Got to make a couple of dollars. You know how that goes. No worries. You know what I'm saying? But, man, listen, I know you here.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I mean, look, it's just been a great week, great 2 weeks, great time. So glad to have you here, King. Glad to have you here.
Appreciate it.
But was just wondering, man, you know, we talked about this iron sharpened iron thing. I was just curious, as you getting ready to get into your piece, what's your thoughts on it? What you think about the concept of the show, man? I got you know, it's been buzzing a bit. So I'm just kinda, you know, curious what your personal thoughts are.
Well, actually, I like the idea of, you know, iron sharpens iron and all that. But also to add, you know, a few years back, you know, there was a critique show, and it was called The Scribe.
Okay.
That, I mean, you know, they would, you know, they go up and down, you know, they rip you apart in a good way. It
Ooh.
Was all the positive, you know, definitely positive criticism, you know. You know, it,
mm-hmm.
it was about helping artists, you know, hone their craft and be better at it. You know, one of the hosts was, you know, actually studying to be an English professor, you know, with a couple other, you know, folks mm-hmm. that were, you know, pretty good with their pens. And, you know, I really enjoyed that show because they didn't hold back. You know, it wasn't like, oh, that was great and all that. You say, no, that line didn't make no sense. You know, that part, it doesn't even fit. You know, they were like that, and I loved it because it definitely made you a better poet.
Right. I'll kind of share my thoughts on that. I got a mantra, man. I really, really do. Right. And I'm going to try to get that sample because I really think it should be part of this show. But
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit. And the reason why that's so profound to me is because, you know, I mean, respect to the kings and the queens that, you know, I mean, bring it. Hey, whatever it takes to raise the pen, right? Like, I'm all for it. But for me, I don't want to kind of – that's not this particular vision. You know what I'm saying? This is more of a – listen, man, it's like in anything. Number one, what might feel hot to me might feel cold to you, right? The only thing that's an objective is what the temperature is. That's the only thing that's the fact. You know what I'm saying? Everything that's subjective. So when you know, reach, right? To other people, it may not. What I'm here to do is I want to understand, because if I'm going to share my art, then I want to make sure that I'm sharing it. You know what I'm saying? I got my audience, man. Like, I mean, listen, we wouldn't be here on the radio, on the blog, you know, sharing poetry. We'd be on the phone ciphering. You know what I'm saying? We just, you know, poets get together on a cipher. But this is an outreach. So my thoughts is that if we have a show that's really designed to push poets to do not only stretch their pen, but also stretch how they deliver. Because like you, my brother, I'm a fan of your writing and I'm a fan of your delivery, because when you took time to put your words together and the pieces that I heard from you, you take me where you were at when you wrote it, because you feel it when you send it to me. And yes, I would definitely have something to say for someone who has such beautiful words, such powerful words, such emotional expressions. And they're just reading their poetry to me as if it's so monotone and no feeling behind it. Like, I get it. If I wanted the book, you know, I will definitely support you. I will buy your book. But on the flip side of it, the reason why I'm hearing you, because you wrote it. So I just want you to kind of take me where you were at when you wrote it. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, it makes absolute sense, man. Absolutely. Most definitely.
Mr. Pearl Negra, if you don't mind, you want to share a little bit on that?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Well, first off, Joe, you know I'm a super fan. I haven't heard one piece that you spit that I have it really I can pick apart. I mean, because you have that kind of power behind your pieces, and you push this it's a certain way you I wish I could think of a word. I can't think of a word, but
it's the metaphor, it's the delivery, it's the word play, it's the stance.
Yeah.
Come on, it's Joe the Virgil Bond dancer. It's not a game. If anybody out there has not heard this king we got on the line tonight on Iron Sharpens Iron, a Royal Pimp's perspective, I don't even know what he's bringing to the table. You're in for a treat. So I'm just kind of backing that up, Ms. LaProlinegra. It's back with me. I'm with you. Yeah, it's everything. What he brings.
Oh yeah. Now, what I do want to say is, back to reiterate what you were saying earlier about, you know, some people are monotone. Okay, I myself am, but I do change my level of it. But there mm-hmm. are other people out there that, you know, and I'm gonna repeat something that for real said a long time ago. He pinpointed on. Read your poetry like you know it's yours. Some people read it like it's a stranger to them, okay? Like they don't even recognize it. But the art is the childbirth of the artist. So read it like you know it's your creation, okay?
But you know,
some people don't understand that.
Well,
you know, I don't mean
because I'm about to get you back, Joe DeVerma. I just got to touch, but we got this a topic. Just for me, I understand that, right? My thing where the perspective that I'm going to come from is just if I'm sharing with you something that I see in you. I may not even be able to reach that height that you can go. I may not have that ability to reach that level where you can go. But I can see
mm-hmm.
the ability. Like, for instance, I'll use a basketball thing, and Joe the Verbal Mind Dance, I'm about to get you back in here, man, because we got you here for a reason, my brother. But Phil Jackson was never the player Kobe Bryant nor Michael Jordan was. But he had the ability to see the greatness in these players and work to elevate them, to raise them to the top of their game, even though he could never see those heights. That's what this platform is about. That's the reason
man,
for this.
So, yeah, right on, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Right on.
You with me? You
yeah.
feel that?
Yeah, I definitely feel you on that, man. That's on point.
You know,
on point, on
right,
point.
Right.
Yes, indeed.
You know, so I know we're sensitive about our shit, as we should be, as we have every right to be, but use that sensitivity creatively. Sit back and let somebody say, "I see greatness in you." Let's just go be great, because I'm your biggest fan, because I respect and love you enough to share that with you. I don't have to, I'm not going to hold it back. I'm not going to just feed you what you want, because if I'm giving you that, then I'm not even respecting your craft, because
mm-hmm.
you didn't push the goal further. And even if it's the greatest writer ever, if you don't challenge your pen, you just get on there and you just, it's not about nothing. Like I love poets that can freestyle, but I love poets that can freestyle and write. You know what I'm saying? So, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, my brother, I can get off. I got to get off my soapbox. Ms. LaProlinegra, please don't let me get too, like, long-winded on that. You can tell me. I know my flaws. Respectfully.
It's all right. It's all right. This is talk radio, man. This is talk radio.
Right.
I mean,
but, hey, listen, my man, know. Listen, my man stepped in. He got the Royals on. You see him? Come on now. Look, man, everybody on the line listening, listen, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, my brother, I'm going to just give and turn over the mic to you. I'm going to sit front row, and the mic belongs to you.
All right, so here we go, y'all. This is Tales from Our Dark Side, number 834, a Miss Fab-inspired story. A painter's top lay covering the sticky pool of blood. Rage runs off my hands as I wash away the traces of you. A red whirlpool turns to pink, then clear. Goodbye, my dear. The smell of blood, the smell of mold in my dark, cool basement adds mood to the kill. It's a fitting place to rest your remains. 2 days ago, I left you. I have 2 days now to dispose of you. Sorry about your finger, though, but I wanted my ring back. Sorry about your suffering, but you never kept the knife sharp. What? Does the cat have your tongue? Don't worry, she will. Alas, poor harlot, I knew ye. Here hung those lips that I have kissed. I know not how often. Where be your gods now, your gambols, your songs, your flashes of merriment that were meant to set the table on a roar? You always did like Shakespeare and a few other nameless souls. They'll miss yours, and your limbs shall miss thine torso, your head also. Hands and feet all cut neat, severed so clever. Unfortunately, this is not Shakespeare. This is my whatever. And 2 days ago, I loved you. I had 2 days left to dispose of you. This soapstone sink is starting to stink. No exotic perfumes to mask the stench you wore so well. You masked the wince in you so others couldn't tell. Bam, you flinched. Oh, well. They say that's normal postmortem. I just cannot quote them. The dead will eventually float. So there'll be no burial at sea. Or that pond out back where you brought on your demise. Damn. Now you're drawing flies. I'm not surprised. I should wait for the maggots and watch your flesh move. I should have my head examined for even talking to you. But this uninterrupted banter is the only time I ever got a word in edgewise. And edgewise is what I am with this blade. And 2 days ago I loved you. 2 days left to dispose of you. I slept restless last night, tossing and turning with guilt. I relived that scene, a muffled scream, shoving my knife up to the hilt. Your bowels spilt over my Stacey Adams. Your eyes were plucked so the ravens could have them. I should have just planted them in your ass, but alas, I knew that wouldn't pass. Besides, I've never hit a lady. But on this day, well, the tension mounted beyond the limit. I laid out the tarp and rolled your body parts in it. I used bleach and other cleaners. You should have seen her. The cat did eat your tongue. My demeanor changed from sporadic to calculating. I anticipated every query. But, dearie, you were the perfect alibi. You stayed out on the fly, leaving home weeks at a time. You were a live-in drive-by. No calls, no communique. I'll say you just up and went away. 2 days ago, I loved you. I still do. I save your skull as a trophy, boo. And a few other parts, too. I plan on making your many lovers a big old pot of you stew. My beef will get you, and since you love sharing, I can watch calmly now. It's out one iota of caring. Your lovers are tearing at your flesh. You cannibalize my love with these gifts. You served them well, now I shall prevail. 2 days ago, I loved you. Oh, damn. Someone choked on a nail. That's my piece. Thanks for having me.
Yo. Yo.
Right.
Yo. Yo.
Yo, and the only feedback you can really say is, wow. That's what I'm talking about. That's how you start the open mic. That's how you bring it. When you sit, listen, man. Okay, woo. Wait a minute. I gotta get myself together. Miss La Perla Negra, I'm gonna turn it over to you. I gotta bring myself down for a second.
Joe. Wait a minute now. Hold on.
After all,
I feel for her because she ain't even here to defend herself. Damn.
She hates this poem. And I don't even know her or what happened, but I hope she heard it tonight.
Oh my God. This was so, you know what? You put so much feeling behind your words. Everything that comes out of your mouth is so deliberate. Mm-hmm. It's like you have to sit up and pay attention. You have to take notice too when you are spitting, because if you don't, you're going to miss something. It's so many gems you dropped in there, I can't even pick one right now. I got to listen to the playback. But, Miss Ling, damn, you was giving it to her.
Right.
And she, okay, clearly she fucked up. Clearly she did. Okay. Maybe she need to be bopped on her head for treating you a certain way, but it was phenomenal.
Make me wonder if
really
I know her.
Oh, damn.
Here you go. I ain't going to say I'm not calling out no mate, okay? It's not going to happen if by chance you...
Oh,
okay.
Ooh,
that was
yes, sir.
All right, so iron sharpens iron. All right, I had to get myself together because the passionate lover of the art that I am instantly got excited and became, you know, the fan that I am. So I had to get it under control and realize, wait a minute, you're a host of a show. I had to step back for a minute and thank you, Ms. La Perla Negra, for getting it started. But my brother, King, listen. I don't give, everybody who know me know I keep it 100. I keep it as funky as it comes. And that's why the show is even here. So if I give you flowers, it's because you truly, truly, truly deserve an encore. You truly do, okay? Now, a couple things, and I couldn't even. It was so much, man, I tried. The part where you said, does the cat have your tongue? Don't worry, she will.
Yo, okay. It didn't even have to be kind of like, hold up. Like, if it didn't hit you yet, karma on your ass, because you know you fucked up. You know
exactly.
You fucked up. You know you fucked up. Like, you can't even, like, you right now is sitting somewhere. If she wasn't on this, I'm going to tell you something. She felt vibrations when you delivered that poem, because that's what you did. You delivered that poem.
Yeah.
You didn't even take time to spill out your heart. You didn't even take time to say, hold the fuck up. I'm not a game. Don't be playing with me. What do you think? You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't know. Listen. Don't piss off a poet because they're going to write a bunch. And they're going to share it on platforms. And they don't give a fuck because the freedom of the pen has no boundaries. Don't go out here doing poets dirty. Okay? This is not Shakespeare. This is my forever. Is that what you said?
I said this is not Shakespeare. This is my whatever.
This is my
wait. Hold up. Hands and feet all cut neat, seven so clever. Unfortunately, this is not Shakespeare. This is my whatever.
Like, I know, like this fire, this flame, this, what I'm sitting up here, like, these jewels I'm dropping, I ain't even meant to drop them, because right now, I'm in your ass.
Okay.
Don't piss off the poet. Just fall back. Just fall back, because listen, I'm going to tell you, the thing about a poet is, poets are the most critical to self. That's why we're so sensitive about our shit. If we fuck up, we're going to write about it and tell you we fucked up. If you fucked up, we're going to write about it and tell you you fucked up.
Yep.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's the platform. It's the platform. And the thing about it is poets elevate our queens and kings. Unlike other genres of music in our community. But, yeah, man, that was flame, man. That's all I got to say, man. Only time I got, you said only time I got a word in edgewise. I think I might know her, man. I might know her, man. We got to talk later. I don't even know her. If you don't know her, we know their spirit. I ain't even calling no names. I'm leaving it alone. See, I said I ain't going to do that because it don't even deserve the energy. Fake ass toy poet.
Okay.
My brother, I'm glad. Listen, I'm tripping tonight, man. It ain't about nothing. That poem, the way you delivered it, the way that you brought it, everything about it, you know what I'm saying? 5 stars on a scale of 4. You know what I'm saying? 5.
Wow.
10 stars on a scale of 5. However, fire piece, man. I appreciate you for stopping through. I'm saying we got some callers out there, man, and I know I've been hogging up time and different things, but hey. But the Crown Royal Lounge just opened.
Yeah.
You know I got you whatever you want over there.
There you go.
I appreciate that, family. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. So listen, man, thank you for stopping through, sharing that fire. It was everything to me. And I'm waiting to really, really, really get the open mic started, man. I appreciate you, King. And one love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, what?
I mean, that powerhouse. Listen. We did share it. We let everyone know out there. You know what I'm saying? What the brother bring to the table. I didn't even know what he was coming with. I wasn't ready, but I'm glad. I'm glad.
Man.
But, woo.
Yeah.
Man. Once again, kings and queens, that was your man. You know what I'm saying? My man. Yo, man, the king himself, Joe, the verbal mind dancer, blazing the mic to get the open mic started. And you are tuned in to the For Real Entertainment Network. This is Epiphany Radio, and tonight we present for you Iron Sharpens Iron, a Royal Pen's perspective. I am your host, Anonymity, along with my beautiful, talented co-host, La Pearl Negra. The call-in number tonight is 319-527-6300. Got another 30, 60 minutes to call in. And, of course, press 1 to be heard by Raw Lakes. Why be average when you can be raw? And huge shout-out to my man out there, you know what I'm saying, our CEO himself, the author, Larry Maddox, a.k.a.
Yeah.
For Real the Poet Douglas. Without him, none of it.
Baby.
So, much love to you, my brother. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And, yeah, man, listen, we got a mic out there. You know what? You know, we're going to get a caller on there, and I think after we come back, we might even do something a little special. So, Ms. La Pearl Negra, who we got out there right now?
We got my sexy, sultry voice co-host, my diva. VIP. What's up, Diva? Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. How you doing tonight?
I am fine. Thank you, my Diva. Hey, King. How are you?
Queen, listen, I am blessed. I just got even more blessed in your presence. You not miss VIP for any old reason. So,
okay.
Just being present of
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? Such, like you said, like, yeah, I mean, just to be in your presence is my honor to behold.
I appreciate it.
I did roll the red carpet out for you, right? When I heard your name, I
thank you.
I'm saying, you had to snap a finger and get him to roll it out there for you, because you will not walk on nothing but the best around here. Around here, I got the throne. It's the royal tank perspective. I got your throne waiting, queen. It's already sitting out there waiting. So I'm just letting you know we're gonna treat you right around here. We definitely, when we get into that Crown Royal Lounge. VIP for a reason, but it's just a blessing to have you here. How are you? How have you been?
I'm good, thank you. I'm blessed, and I'm glad you're good too. And I have to mention, this start of this program was amazing. And Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, I've been a fan of his for a long time. He just blew up the mic. So, you know, I need to send him a bill for burning the mic up.
Yep. Yo, I was at this and it was hot to death. Like, I didn't want to touch it. It was weird. It was on fire. It was on fire.
Okay.
But hey, listen, so before we even really, you know what I'm saying, get into, I know you got some flame for us again, another one. How do you say another one? So, just share with us, if you don't mind, what's your thoughts about the, you know, the concept of iron sharpens iron, a royal pen's perspective?
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, it's a great concept. Number one, in actuality, that's words. So, but I feel the more I listen to everyone else, it pushes me to become better as a poet and as a person. You guys set off on some very deep feelings. And like you said, you just write them down. And then before I know it, there's a piece. So it's a good thing. It's a great thing. So I love it.
Mm-hmm. Respect. Hey, well, listen, we thank you. We thank you for that. But in your queendom, we're going to definitely hand the mic over to you and let you do what you came here to do. We are highly anticipating whatever is about to happen.
Okay.
I'm going to turn the mic over to you and do your thing, queen.
Thank you so much. This piece is called Your Home. I thought love was my weakness until you came, and that gave me courage to love you, strength to be your backbone, because you see, loving you is easy. In my past, I didn't love me. So I kept missing the mark. The Almighty made me. And once I finally got it, my eyes opened to the possibility of having it all. Faith began to build in waves. I believed. What I learned is I can't make anyone love me, but you do. Penetrated your mind. To your surprise, your heart followed. You thought it wasn't working, like it was empty. Hollowed. You found me true time after time. You became my reason, me your rhyme. You wanted to be with me on every plane, despite every idiosyncrasy I have, even accepting my fierce independence. Your eyes found what was in mine, the peace you sought for so long. You're no longer alone. The planets and stars aligned. The universe heard you, and now you're home, and that's that peace.
Once again. So let me first start off with, we talk about, and want to probably bring focus to delivery starting off. We just heard Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer, come in and deliver a piece in the manner that it was intended to be delivered. Now, Ms. VIP, you come in with your piece, and once again, you delivered your piece the way you intended to deliver it, what the emotion behind the piece is clearly heard. It's not always about the theatrics. Sometimes it is Mala. Sometimes it is just heartfelt, which this piece was that heartfelt piece. And you bought it as such. I was able to close my eyes and take in not just your words, but the emotion behind your words. You know, the more I think about the why behind this concept of a show is because, and I just clicked to me just now, I want to feel your words. That's what I'm, like, I don't want your words to be, I want you to stretch your pen to the best of your ability, mean that you elevate beyond where you are right now. And I want you, I'm asking, because I am asking every caller to share their poetry when they call in, because I want to close my eyes and go there. And I'm appreciative when it happens, as it just happened for me again, because it was tranquil feeling. It was heartfelt. It was emotion. It was beautifully written and delivered. And thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing with us this evening. Miss LaPerla Necklace.
Thank you.
Now, my diva, you know you my diva. And I don't, I can't even tell you how many times I told you about the way your poetry makes me feel. Behind the scenes and on radio, I have expressed to you several times, you have a way of expressing what is inside of you that is so strong. You make a point, it's like a period at the end of every line, every stanza. And I always see you standing there with your hand on your hip, looking directly in his eyes, whomever he is. You're not breaking the stare or anything. The eye contact stays there. And you are telling this man exactly the way that it is, exactly how he made you feel, what you are going to put up with. And that is that. And it isn't, and you're letting him know, it isn't that I'm not open. But listen, I've been through some shit, okay? So I would appreciate some consideration for what I'm about to tell you. This is what I always get from your pieces. And when you end them on such, it's like, it's not your voice goes up. You're not an octave, but you still end it on a high note. When you do this, you can, I feel your pieces and your voice is so damn sultry. Girl, please. So, you know, oh my God. Yes, girl.
Yes. Yes, that delivery, it just comes across. It is such a pleasure to hear your pen, because it is sultry. And, you know, I know that we had an opportunity to speak in terms of, you know, a project that working on, and, you know, getting a lot of the Epiphany family involved and bringing a vision to life. And I think it's going to be something so phenomenal. And as I think about, you know, what Miss LaPerla Negra just said, you know, your sultry voice and the way that you bring emotion, it just kind of, it actually inspires. It opens up and it gets ready to take it to the next level, because when you're writing such a, you know, profound, extensive, long project, sometimes it can get, you know, it can get a little bit overwhelming sometimes. It can be, woo. But then you hear something like that and you see a vision that just goes beyond, you know, I don't even want to share all of it, but I will share this. For our callers on the line, for you, Miss VIP, as you're here. We are going to have a special surprise for you that talks about what's being, you know, spoken cryptic. Very few know a concept of. We want to share a little bit of that tonight. Miss La Perla Negra offered to assist me with this project tonight, so we will be sharing that. But Ms. VIP, you are everything. Everything. Thank you for being
back. Thank you.
For being back.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yes, queen. Yes. So we definitely thank you for being Yes. So I know that you're my co-host, and why not share a little bit about what you got going on Epiphany Radio with our listeners?
Oh, sure. Every Wednesday evening at 9 Eastern Standard Time, we are in the erotic love zone with my diva, La Perla Negra, and we are beginning to have these little hot topics. So y'all just come on by and have some fun and, you know, and some fire poetry. So that's it.
Listen, do everything to make it. I missed this show live. I'll catch the replay tonight. It's going to put me to sleep because that's the right one for that show. And, wow, it is a fire show. But I do have something waiting for you out there, Crown Royal Lounge. And I'm not sure. So there's a special ticket waiting for you. And actually, you don't even pick that up. Your throne's waiting. Your throne is waiting, Queen.
All right.
So
thank you.
I got a couple escorts to escort you there. And one love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, wow, my diva.
Pete. Yo, it's just when you feel it. Listen, man, they're just bringing it tonight. They're just, you know what I'm saying, in different variations.
Yeah,
just being taken to the place where it was written, where it came from. It's being taken there.
Absolutely,
that's what it's about. And I thank all of that bringing it. And listen. If you're on the line and that is your concern, this is not a platform of bashing or anything like that. Any art that is shared across the platform is first and foremost art. Art. And if there's something in the terms, and listen, if you don't even want to critique on it, I mean, you can hit me in the box. You can tell me from the beginning, like, you know, can we do it behind the scenes? Yes, that's respected as well. I'm not here to sit back and make anyone feel like, oh, my right and not be on whatever level you deem your bar. And if it's not, that's why we're here. That's the purpose of it. So, I encourage you to call in. But, you know, we were speaking, talking in cryptic, right, language. So just to share a little bit about what's happening in the mind of anonymity is I'm in the process of developing a screenplay. It's something that's been a project of mine for some time, and it wasn't until I had an opportunity to really, you know, bond with Epiphany family. And it's funny because then you just have all the pieces in place to make the dream happen, and I truly, truly know that there's no stopping at this point. The pedal is to the metal. And as I say all that, I was challenging myself to write some different perspectives and things like that. And there's a particular one of the scenes, one of the parts of the play. I asked Miss La Perla Negra if she would read for me the main character, which happens to be a woman, if she would read a part from there and share with me tonight. So, Miss La Perla Negra, do you have that with you, and are you ready to take a shot at this? It's the first time ever that anybody has ever read a piece of mine outside of my own voice. So are you ready to rock out?
I am. Yes, I am. Whenever you're ready.
Well, hey, listen, you know it starts with you, so I'm going to mute my mic, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. I dreamt of you last night. Closed my eyes, envisioning the temptation of your touch. Before I could allow for his lips to meet with mine, before I was able to become receptive of him, I had to close my eyes to meet with yours. Imagine it, the warmth of your skin I felt. I fell into the forbidden thought of your body becoming one with me. Before my attention would ease, you stimulate my senses, provoke my desires. I wanted to be with you. I must be twisted, wanting to share my all with you instead of him. Criticize his approach since he lacks the artist in you. The way your body makes love to me, as if you're watching us from afar. You love me in the manner that makes my body yearn to give more. My thoughts of you are nothing short of ungodly. In the we, the us, sin. How can I accept you when he's my husband? But I give in to you with submission. I align harmoniously with your intention. I follow your every instruction. Love the way you keep me guessing. So adventurous, yet blasphemous. Doing whatever it takes to give you pleasure, despite the consequences. You should be nothing short of a mere stranger, unbeknownst to the fruits which lie between the walls of my fortress. But in reality, you know me too well. My thought when you're feasting allures me, excites me. Your touch, endearing. The reason that our chemistry must be from a previous lifetime. The way you have me open, fueled from a lust-filled attraction, you fit me so perfectly. Puzzle pieces forming erotic pictures. You violate every ounce of dignity in me. Reduce me to the curse of Jezebel, leaving me guessing. Power you have over me. Well, I can't resist you. But we have to let go, since everything about us is wrong.
How can you say what we share is wrong when the chemistry between us is so right? Is it my fault he falls short of what we have? You're a man to compete. I do not see you as a trophy, but more of a treasure. And I find my thrill in the hunt. When I make love to you, I do so competitively, gaining my motivation and the effort it takes to satisfy you. When you attempt to resist me, I do not hear what your lips say. I listen to what your lips crave. So I aim to please. When you moan, I feel you shake. I embrace the eruptions of your orgasm, knowing that it's genuine because only the magnitude of a tsunami registering 8.9 on my body's Richter scale is worthy of calling what we share chemistry. And you always respond with a standing ovation. So I ask you, why must our fate be denied? I'm here with you now, and I beg for your concession, hoping that you agree to remain nature with me, embracing my body as if I am your reincarnation, knowing exactly what it takes to please self. and I promise I'll never miss the mark. Harnessing the energy you give me to match with your stamina, giving you something expensive to work out with. See, I'll greet your fantasies through the welcoming of open leg fulfillment, breaching the fortresses behind your walls, drinking from the springs of your fountain until my thirst is quenched. See, I have become convinced that God must either be a woman, or he has known one intimately, since only heaven could feel quite like this. You see, I do not know if I know you from a past life, but I do know we are one of the same. We speak the same language. The way you understand me, interpreting my poetry as if I scribe it deep within you when you orgasm, nicknaming you my Hurricane, my Sandy, Irene, my Katrina. And together, we are a catastrophe, a calamity of destruction, embracing disasters while we create heartache. Yep. So with you being his, and I'm determined not to let go, we will share in the Armageddon of destruction.
Dynamic.
That is just a sample of what is coming. What is coming from the mind of anonymity is something that has not been done, to the best of my knowledge and I research, before. It is not for children, but it also is not porn. There's no nudity whatsoever, but it's very suggestive. Very suggestive. Mm. And this is just the beginning of something that I really, really, really believe would be epic. So if you like, based off of what you heard tonight, feel free to jump in the inbox, you know, share what your thoughts were, share with us. And I know we got some hands up there, so when you get called in and you just heard what you heard, please give us some feedback. Again, do it live. And if it's really some critiques that's out there, I ask for that. And Ms. La Perla Negra, first and foremost, your flowers, dear, I am bowing to you. Ever heard my words coming from the voice of someone else? It was a challenge to do that. So I am so grateful because I had that opportunity. And thank you, thank you, thank you. So amazing, amazing, amazing. I hope everyone enjoyed it. Yeah, but with all that, I know we got some hands up out there. So.
Yes, we do.
What we got in the building with us?
Well, before I open up this next mic, I have to say it's an honor that you actually chose me to read that. It was a little scary doing it. But you are an amazing writer. You really are. And like I said, I just thank you for giving me the chance to read your work. Yeah. Let's get to this next caller.
Thank you.
That has been waiting so patiently. We got us a Miss Lips. Hey, Diva. How you doing? Welcome.
I'm good. What's up?
Hold on. I got to do this from this way. Hold on. I hope my brothers, my Thursday night brothers, I hope my Thursday night brothers is listening in right now. What up, J-Rob? What up, Poetic? How y'all doing? Guess who I'm about to have some one-on-one time with? Hey, Miss Lip.
What's up, lovely? What's going on?
What's up, baby? I got you to myself this time?
Yeah, you do.
I got you to myself this time. Mm-hmm. You know, and my horns are showing.
Yeah,
you know,
J-Rob
my horns are showing.
J-Rob might hurt you.
hey, listen. You know, as I always say, I'm the best of both worlds. I'm the best of both worlds. We talked about that. We're going to have to bounce off to get there.
to the get down and talk about some things, but you know, but right now we on iron sharpens iron. So what's good with you, lady?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm loving this vibe tonight. La Perla Negra, you have this ability to show such vulnerability in your strength. So when you read your words, you bring such emotion. And when you did his piece just now, I felt all of that, that torn between what's right and what feels right.
And, wow.
Yeah, and Anonymity, you already know. This play is going to be such fire.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to bring in so much emotion.
It is. It is.
Man, listen, with so much inspiration and motivation, I'm going to be honest. I'm just going to go out there and say it. And this ain't no nothing cocky or nothing, but it can't, Phil. It can't. When I knew. This thing has been on the desk getting worked on since 2012. And I'm going to tell you, this thing will be done. I guarantee you it will be done, scripted, finished, the whole script ready. Within top, that's absolutely stretched, it will be a year from this date. Now, y'all can mark that. Y'all can mark that because what I'm surrounded by, I can't fail. I can't fall off. I can't.
No,
it's like... as long as I have breath in my lungs and my common sense and God didn't steal any gift that he gave me from me, I can't even say steal because he gave it. And if God doesn't take any gift that he gave me from me, then it can't stop, won't stop. It's destiny. So I thank everyone that's getting involved and pushing me. And thank you, Ms. Lips, because it means everything. And we already know. Surprises shall come. But, yeah, Queen, what's good? You here with us on Iron Sharpens Iron.
Absolutely. I've been here since the beginning. Now, listen, Joe, that piece, oh, my God, he not only lost it and ripped her apart, but he made lovers stew and fed the other folk with her.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was amazing.
It was.
Hey, listen. Yeah.
So, you know, to sit back and hear it again, okay. I can't even begin. Let me just, for the first time, I got to hear that. The sentimental side of it is it's just, well, one day in the very near future, we're going to be sitting on the flip side of this. It's going to be done. It's going to be there, and I believe it's going to change pop culture in a sense. I believe that it's going to change pop culture. It's going to make a change because I haven't seen it. I haven't had research. And I believe, and I said, even when it came down to the Epiphany family for me, and, you know, they let me be the host of my own show. So, you know, I'm going to take the time and share because things are destined. Some things are beyond anything that we have, however you call it, the universe, your blessing. You reap what you sow. And that's something that someone used to always tell me, that you're going to reap what you sow. She kept saying, you're going to reap what you sow, reap what you sow. Kind of like with Joe, the Mind Dancer's poem, right? Like it was a bad thing, but you're right. I am going to reap what I sow because I am. Bitch. I said it. So, okay. Sorry.
You can't argue with that, okay?
Right.
Yeah. So I am going to reap what I sow. And I thank you out there. I know y'all tuned in. It's gone down. So, yeah, thank you for that. Big things, right? Big things popping. Little things stomping. Nothing.
Absolutely.
So, woo! But I'm here to hear some more amazing poetry.
On the Iron Sharpens Iron, A Royal Pen's Perspective, and Queen, you are royalty. Are you ready to come blaze the mic tonight?
I am.
Well, you already know. The mic is yours.
All right, so the perspective on this is that this piece came from a dream, and this is from the view of someone who thinks this other person is out of their league. And I called the piece Nothing.
Well, poet, the mic is yours. Go in.
I don't know when it happened, when you crept into my soul and wound yourself around my heart. I only remember that you walked in beautiful, and I felt something change. I went from a singular cell in a microcosm to fusion. And over the span of a single Earth rotation, we became friends. In the shadows, we talked about life, art, and family, shared histories and difficulties, and things not told to others who've been around for eons. And sometime in the wee hours of the morning, I knew you would never leave my universe. It was crazy because I didn't really know you, but I knew you. And you must have felt the same because you opened your door and gave me access. And you are not one who gives away into your inner peace. So I was cautious to respect that privilege, but you wanted me to walk in. So I followed you, and I began to see the intricacies, the hows and whys that built you. You didn't so much reveal yourself to me as much as you taught me who you are by showing me, me. And the ride is so easy that my spirit lifts whenever you're around. And I know you're not perfect, but even your imperfections are beautiful. So I fought the urge to be greedy, even though I never wanted to leave your wonderland. But too much of anything can be deadly. So I began to seek your history on my own, so I could see who the world knew you to be. And even the universe recognized your uniqueness. So I returned to your cocoon, asked you questions no one dared ask, and you replied so completely, gave me answers to all my curiosities, carried me on your journeys, and gave me access to your intimacies. You wanted me there for it all, a privilege not given to most. So I opened my door. I told you childhood dreams and living nightmares, the things I thought no man would ever accept. Yet you tightened the security around my heart and called me yours. And that's when I realized I wasn't a game to you. And I wasn't a minion chasing a fantasy. I was who you saw and wanted in all my shattered glory. And you called me beautiful. So, if nothing lasts forever, I want to be your nothing. I'm Lips, and you've just been serviced.
Okay. Let me begin. Let me first start off by saying, for everyone listening, let me first just share why I love that piece. As poets, we all carry a different voice. As poets, we all have a different way of expression. It's true and it's authentic to who we are. And Miss Lips, I have an opportunity to, you know, we share in poetry and talk about, you know, vision and building the dream and different parts and different things of making things happen. And one thing I love about what you do is that your poetry does not need to be theatrical, but it's felt with every word. And I must say, from the beginning of that poem, something, I was writing it down, got stuck single cell with the mic, and I stopped and just dropped it and said, listen, I can't even catch, just listen. And to me, for what I heard, I remember doing the Poetry Idol show, which ultimately got me here, some opportunity that you had. I think I heard you at your best tonight. It's the first time I've heard it. I don't know if anyone else, if it's shared. I don't know where it came from, but I think that for me, I know that it was something that one of the judges was saying about, you know, something that he knew, and he kept telling you to reach for it. And at the time, I didn't know your ink, so I couldn't even speak on what he was looking for. But I think I've seen it tonight. I think I caught it tonight. I think that this is exactly what he was talking about when he said what he was looking for. And see, and here's the thing about that, because this is iron sharpens iron. When you do that, then it becomes the expectation, and everybody expects that because that's what they came for. And to do less than that, not that you can't be creative and stretch your pens in different ways. That's where this whole play idea is coming from. You know what I'm saying? That's where you have to actually dig deep and you know, pull things out, because you are stepping out of your comfort zone. And I do applaud that, because you do that. You step into different arenas and try different things. And the beauty of it is you share it when you do it. So, you know, kudos and big ups to that, right? But this, what you did tonight, I think that I might have heard you I can't even say it's your pinnacle, but definitely. And I've always, you know, I love your writing, and I do. But I think that you just elevated the bar for me, and the way you did it, because I want everyone to catch it. It didn't have to be theatrical, but it was felt. It was felt in every word, and it was very, 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 very well written. Very, very, very well written. Very, very, very distinct and perfect title. Very, very, very good, great, write. Can't fight back. I started to write down things in the beginning, and you hit it, and I had to drop. I got to MICR. I was about to write Michael something, and I just dropped the pen and said, nope, I'm missing stuff.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Listen, I appreciated that tonight, so. Thank you for that. And, Miss La Perla Negra.
Let me tell you something. Okay. She may be new to you and some of you out there listening, but I know this lady's pen. And sometimes, yes, we have our off days, but I have to agree with my host. This is your best by far. And as far as he said it doesn't have to be, what did you say? You didn't have to reach for a theatrical?
Yeah, it didn't have to be theatrical.
Okay, but you are so articulate. You are so well-spoken that it makes me feel like I'm watching a play in the theater, a live play.
Right. individual.
And I love to listen to your voice. I love to hear you spit. And you don't repeat yourself. I have a tendency to do that in my poems. Sometimes I will repeat certain things, but I haven't heard you repeat anything in your newer pieces. It's always something different, and it just keeps getting better and better. You are one of the great poets out there. I don't think you recognize that in yourself yet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, but I'm telling you what I see, and I love your poetry.
Wow.
And
I'm humbled.
I thank you.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I'm so humbled by what you guys are saying. I mean, I write from emotion. You know, I wake up sometimes 3-4 o'clock in the morning when the world is kind of quiet, and I write from what I'm feeling at that moment. And and this piece is kind of has a base in some reality, but the line at the end was the line that I woke up with, and so I had to craft a story so that that could be the final line. And
wow.
So I based it on someone that I knew and just
wow.
from there. And I also sent it to him, and he was floored by the whole thing because he didn't realize
mm-hmm.
that I thought that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, that's what it does. And that's what it does. And, you know, as you talk about where it came from, you could feel the authenticity in it. What I would say you is this. You bring a level. You bring a level that is great as any piece, any right, anything could be. Ms. Libs, you bring a level that is you know, you already know you got a documentary, you got a poem on a YouTube video that, you know, once I've seen it, it's so inspiring for me that a lot of times I'll wake up in the morning and I'll put that YouTube video on while I'm getting ready, and I'll just listen to what you're saying in that piece, and it kind of starts my day. So you bring a level that doesn't, and you don't want the theatrical right there. That's not what you're searching for. What you're searching for is exactly what you do. So you bring a level. You with me? You understand what I'm saying? This is iron sharpens iron.
Mm-hmm.
You bring a level. You set a bar. And like my co-host just said tonight, you just kind of elevated it a bit. So with great power comes great responsibility. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
I seek to better myself. I try not to compare myself to anybody else. I try to do the best that I can do, and then the next piece I try to elevate.
That's where that authenticity is. Okay, that's being authentic. You see what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's what you do. It's authentic. It's not trying to be theatrical. It's being true to self. It's that part, and
Absolutely.
That is important, and that is power. So I do thank you for that tonight, because, you know, when it gets an opportunity to read, to listen back to the replay on this, I really, really, really like what I'm hearing tonight. I mean, what I've noticed is sometimes being in the moment, it's not that I miss things, but you're like, you know, you're in the moment, but when you get an opportunity to sit back and you listen to the shows, man, I'd be going back listening to certain lines like, yo, my goodness, did he just say that? Did she just do that?
Right. Yes. Yes.
And I can push rewind. Like, I can go back on rewind. Like, for real? Like, I can catch it. So this is another one. So, Queen. You did your thing.
Yes.
I appreciate you tonight. Okay. You did your thing. So, Miss VIP sitting out there in the cut. She's on the throne. But I got a spot for you. Okay.
I got to behave tonight. I had a little bit of medical issues today, so I can't have the crown, but I'll go and get me something fruity and enjoy the lounge.
That's how you do it.
Crown Royal Lounge is open, so one love, one mic to you, and thank you, thank you, thank you for that.
One love,
one
mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yo, that's what I'm talking about. That's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I love, because
yes.
I love the different variations tonight. I love
mm-hmm.
the different, you know, like, I think everyone, I don't think it was two poems that was of a similar concept or similar, it was all different. And see, that's the beauty of it all, because everyone brought a piece, they brought a piece of themselves. And that can't
yes,
be duplicated.
Did.
That's
exactly
what
I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I was saying. Just as you said it, I was saying there wasn't one poem that was similar
mm-hmm.
to the other. And I love
mm-hmm.
the difference. I love the uniqueness. I say this all the time. In the individuality,
mm-hmm.
it's man. And we got two powerhouses coming up next on the mic too.
Oh yeah. Listen, we definitely keeping a party. Right? Oh no. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. Listen, this is what I do. Poetry? Man, who cares getting up in the morning? I rock out. If I had more time, I would have probably went to sleep, but you already know, right? So, let's who we got coming up on the mic? Let's keep it going.
Next, we have Rob Poetry Morrow. Hey, Rob, welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's up, Queen? I just want to say once again, you can read a Stephen King horror novel and you can make that shit sound so damn sensual.
Agreed, King. Agreed. 100%. Yep. That
Thank
boy
you.
Right there. What's good, King?
Nothing much. This is my first time calling. I'm trying to get my, getting back into poetry, and I do would like to appreciate some of the feedback and also some of the critique. So I'm looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say about this piece I'm about to read.
Oh, brother, look, it looks like you're ready to come and bring it, and we definitely were ready to hear it. So, you know, with that being said, the mic belongs to you.
Okay. Okay, I need to scroll back up here. So, okay. And it's actually a free write. I'm not finished with it yet, but, I just wanted to, shop it out, see what you guys feel. Anyway.
Okay.
Is there a possibility? Yeah, thank you. Is there possibilities to love you righteously, which impedes longevity in this golden opportunity? Can we reflect the utmost quality in the essence of beautiful black magic, drawn in erasable markers and sunbaked in institutions of poetic observance? Can we get swept away in a spiritual, sensual rejoice, a touch, a stroke, a hum, a cheer, and plenty of tears? Can we challenge standard protocol of happily ever afters, not fitting lifestyles we manifest? Can we exalt any memories stopped and paused in figuring out our official duties in this corrupted timeline, while engaging in flesh and fantasy reboot, highlighted in diaries we burn after reading so not reveal the sensitive nature of me, squealing like a pig on my way to the slaughter when you twerk it like Lizzo at the Laker game and make it become so hard and I enjoy every fucking moment of it? Is it more than enough to become official in these trying times? Continue with infighting between members of a nation among gender lines, despite enemies more dangerous and diabolical than any petty disagreements we stubbornly and egotistically stand firm on? Is it too late to reconciliate the weakened, drowning indulgence, partly damaging infrastructure that nearly collapsed in troubled waters, unleashing another unpayable debt to our solidarity? Could this poem cool civil unrest of celebratory reaction to YouTube guru's demise, left us complacent in confronting bullets, knife sticks, and flashlights beating down on black skin 30 years later, and we still can't get along? Can we clutch pearls to exhale basic groove of you and I, freely, unconditionally conditioned to extract walls of proposed internal conflicts? Is it all possible to cease demons we give command performances for simple excuse to not look beyond our own failures? Unlearning algorithms, tearing down society, tearing society apart with every tweet, foolishly manipulating into believing that black men are irrelevant, but thank goodness you resist temptation. And that's all I got right now. In peace.
Out. Wow. Yeah. Okay. All right. Mr. Omega, you. Yeah. You can. Yeah. 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 You go get started with that one. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You know what?
Sorry,
I'm so glad.
It's one of those moments. I'm jumping back for a second. Do your thing, Queen.
All right. I'm so glad you came back and started doing your poetry again. This piece right here, I am a visionary, okay? So this is where I get the most from the poetry that I hear. And what I saw when you were reading this, because there's such sincerity in your voice when you are reading this, I see you standing in front of a woman, and you have your hand on her chin, lifting her head up to look at you. And when she makes eye contact with you, you don't break it, but you take her hand, you take one hand in your hand and the other one, and you put it around the small of her back, and you lead her over to a chair to sit down to listen to you. And what I hear in your voice is almost like a teardrop in your voice. When you read, I'm hearing, can't we? This is what I'm seeing your eyes are saying to her as you are reading this piece. That was an awesome piece. I wish I could find another word. I'm going to have to use phenomenal right now, because that was heartfelt. It was sincere. It was beautiful. It was very, very strong, and I loved it. I really, really loved it. Anonymity, man, that's... Yeah.
King. I don't know if I got to hear your aim before, but I'm gonna ask you a question real quick. Just tell me, when you write, you'll write, you'll pause, you'll go back, you'll reread what you write, and you hear yourself. Then you write. And you pause, and as you read and reread yourself, you go back and you look and you challenge words. And you make sure that you not only convey what you're trying to convey, you make sure you set a goal and you make sure you reach that goal, and you don't stop till you reach that goal, because sometimes you go over certain parts of your writing and you go over it repeatedly. Tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Yeah, I have a tendency to do that. Actually, you know, before earlier today, I kind of like tweaked it a little bit, because I felt like I was, I think if there's one criticism that I have, personal criticism that I have, and is that maybe I could be a little bit, I can sort of a poetic word salad, using all these big words, but not really given a meaning and purpose. And so what I did today, I kind of made some edits and make it sound a little bit more clear, so it doesn't have the word make I don't have to sound like I'm, you know, like I'm really brainy or, you know, anything like that. Just straight to the point. This is what I'm learning from a lot of poets, a lot of, from you guys as well and stuff. You know, the poets that I heard this evening and stuff. You're just straight to the point. I don't have to use so many metaphors, major metaphors, to get to where it needs to go and stuff. So, you know,
you let it flow.
Shit.
The reason why I said that to you. Mm-hmm. No. Continue.
No, I was just saying. I don't have to drive a Mercedes to get to the store. I can use a damp. I can drive a Pinto.
Right, I got you. But something that you said. You know, sometimes when you listen to yourself, sometimes it's not enough substance. Sometimes less is more. It's a feeling that when you go through. But as you were going through your piece, and I see why it's not finished. No, it's not finished, but it's a fucking brilliant write.
So
I say that to you because as you was going through it, not only did I hear the wordplay, not only did I hear, the metaphors, not only did I hear the cadence of it, you know what I'm saying? Like the cadence of your poem. And again, the authenticity of it was the thing, man. And it was just like the reason why I sat back and I recapped it, because I know, like, there's some poets, I know some of my brothers have shared with me, is that, look, man, when I write something, I don't go back and read it, because when it's time for me to go back and read it, I want it to feel exactly how it is when I wrote it. And my hat tips to that, because I don't have that type of gift. And he's grand at it. You know? But I was able to actually sit back, and I was able to sit in that chair that you sit in. And I was able to go on a journey as you was reading it. I was able to go on a journey and see how you draft it and how you compose it, because we share a similar drive, different. But I know where that comes from. So because I know it so well, I know how you challenge your pen. And yes, King, you came off tonight exactly. You reached that exact goal that you intended to reach. So when you do finish that piece, I do ask that you come back and you bring it back to the show, because I need to know how you end that there. And I'm quite sure every listener within earshot of me agrees that you can't just leave us hanging off. And I'm glad that you did bring it, and you did forewarn us. You let us know it's not finished. And when you were first reading, I'm like, what's not finished? It's a fucking masterpiece. And then I seen, I got you. It's to be continued. My man, I'm ready for that to happen. So, awesome ink. Love your delivery. Love your cadence. Instant fan of your pen. I don't know if we're linked on Facebook, but if we're not, Ms. LaPerla Negra will make sure we are. And listen, like you, I took a hiatus, and when the time was right to come back, it was divine. So, you being where you are right now, doing what you're doing, recognize the gift that's in that, because some things are gifted. That didn't just everybody don't get it. You got it. Everybody don't get it. So you owe it to yourself. And since you called into Iron Sharpens Iron, we happen to have we got listeners. So you owe it to the listeners. Okay. By the way, the rest of Epiphany Night. So I wanted to just point that out there, King. And if you're on the call, you got 90 seconds to push one. It's about to cut off on us, but we're going to drive into some overtime here. So don't go nowhere. We still got some more dope ink, but push that one. My brother, listen, man, I thank you. And doing the Crown thank Royal you. Lounge. I don't know what you drink, but it's out there. And if we don't have it, send them to go get it. Okay.
I'll drink some water for right now. So yeah,
I got plenty of water. We don't even just got water. We got flavors. Okay, we got different brands. We got that Boss bottle, that sensory bottle out there. Okay, we also got your dad. Okay, in part because I'm basic. All right, so whatever
thank
you want,
King. I appreciate you
tonight with that fire.
Yeah, and I just want to say thank you. I'm very humbled what you guys said, because, I think as a writer, based upon what my experience, I don't know if my pen and my keyboard is accepted or not. So giving this input, I definitely appreciate it, and I will finish the piece, and I will, share the next time I come on. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Well, listen, King. You get out there, we will connect my brother, and we on every 2 weeks. We'll be announcing that, man. But listen, go on out there, and one love, one mic to you.
Peace.
One love, one mic.
All right.
Man, that's fire. Listen, we're going to definitely get back
definitely going to get with our callers and things like that, because that is flame, but woo, they bring it. But, you know, we just entered into the overtime portion of the show. So if you're on, welcome to where it goes down. And once again, King and Queen, as you should know by now, you are tuned into the For Real Entertainment Network. And this is Epiphany Radio. And tonight, we present to you Iron Sharpens Iron, a Royal Pen's Perspective. I am your host, Anonymity, along with my beautiful, most talented co-host, La Perla Negra. She got my back, y'all. Rocking out. Call-in number has finally closed. So if you're on the line, it's because you decided to hang in there with us, and we appreciate you. So tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And again, shout out to our CEO, the hardworking one and only author, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. We salute you, King. And we're continuing on to our show, making it happen in overtime. I do believe Miss La Perla Negra. Don't we got some? We got a hand out there too.
Yo, we got a couple more hands up. Guess who's next?
Who we got up there?
You've had the pleasure of hearing this poet. Okay, I'm gonna open it up to Gwen C.
Hey, Lil Perla. You know I always want to call you Danielle. I'm trying to do right over here. Anonymity. If I say it slow, I don't get tongue-tied. Anonymity. I got to break it down by syllables so I don't get tongue-tied.
You got it. What's good with you, Queen? How are you this evening?
I'm good. So, look, y'all, I'm here for the topic. The topic is dope. You ain't even got to let me.
Oh, okay. You enjoying the conversation.
Listen. I'm going to say, I'm definitely coming in here. We're going to talk about this conversation. We're going to let it go. But if you do have something in the cut, you know from the get down with the get down with the get down that I know who I'm talking to. So I'm just going to put that out in the atmosphere and the wind. But while that's kind of hanging and dangling, what's good, poet?
Hey, okay, y'all, look. You know what? This topic. So you're right. Like, no matter what, platforms, shows, events, collaborations, workshops, everything you do, you're always getting stretched, even though you might not know it at the time. Like, you're always subconsciously gaining and valuing something from that process. But for me, and I don't know, Danielle, you've probably heard this from before, I always say, like, dick doesn't work without emotion. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
For it doesn't work for me without emotion. And so it's kind of like the pen, right? The pen will still work, but the pen works like 50 times better if it's angry, pissed, hurt, sad, mad. I think it's my Tupac mentality where I'm like, you know, like, burn this bitch down if you get a sip. I have that mentality because I love him. But anyways, so I always say, you know, that's why I call it ink therapy, because it is better if you have that. Now, on the flip side, that's where my best pieces come. But on the flip side, it's also a problem because you shouldn't have to be angry, sad, hurt, or pissed to write your best shit. So it is a problem at the same time.
Right.
And you know what? Gwen C., I got to agree. I got to agree, right? Because as I'm sitting here and I'm challenging my pen, right, we talk about this play that's getting written. Right, I'm taking on different personalities, right, and it is creative writing. And you're right. Sometimes when my pen spills, it is behind emotions. But other times when my pen spills, it's strictly behind creativity. So I totally, totally, totally agree with everything you just said. And not to mention, having heard your ink when you talk about stretching the pen. See, you a real one. You one of the ones that do it, like, consistently. Like, you give options, and you know you can't go wrong. You just close your eyes and pick one. You're in for a treat. And
you just come from
a place. So I love that. I love that. I love that. You're welcome. Listen, man, these flowers is brought to you because you earned them. You deserved them. They there because you reap what you sow, right?
That's right. That's right.
But now
nice.
That's what this, you know, that's what iron sharpens iron. So I like, you know, I love the fact that you dig it, because at the time, I'm not gonna hold you up. My main concern was, like, I don't want to deter anybody. I don't want nobody to think they're going to get on here and get ripped up, and then it just kind of deters them, because that's not what this
mm-hmm.
That's not what the platform should do. I heard a poet tell another poet that they wasn't a poet, and I said, what gave you a right to tell that poet that they're not a poet? Regardless of how it's going to come out or whatever like that, they put ink to paper, and they brought poetry to where they was at. So, because they didn't do it like you, and at the time, that particular poet, who is a dynamic writer, kind of got, you know what I mean, sidetracked on what the art was about, and, like, I just didn't feel that. So that's not this platform.
Right.
That's not what this is about.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true. I might be some kind of guilty of that, but, yeah, I know what you're saying, though. I agree with you, actually.
Yeah, now if somebody come off and they just, you know, there's levels and they're not reaching those levels, and you know they can reach the levels, and you're talking to them and they get mad about it. I mean, and then there's some writers who are very good and they don't use their craft in the manner that is gifted. So there's a lot of things on this platform. You know what I'm saying? You with me?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Ms. LaPearl and Negro, what you think? What you think about that?
Absolutely. You know what, Glenn? I'm going to tell you something. I agree with what you were saying. You shouldn't have to get emotional, but poetry does come out in a way. I mean, it's the heart of things that
mm-hmm.
makes poetry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. And they also say passion breeds masterpieces. Okay. So when we put our emotions in it, that's just what makes it so great. That's where it comes from. If you live in a vanilla life and that's the way you feel deep in your heart, well, when you write that, when you pen that vanilla on paper, you read it a certain way. It doesn't matter, you know, the
mm-hmm.
words so
mm-hmm.
much that was coming out. It's the way that you make it sound, the way that you push them words to us, those right pauses, those right, you know, when you plateau and then you bring it back down. I think they call it a crescendo. I don't know. I'm just saying some words here. But you get what I'm saying? That's what draws people in. It isn't always the words. Sometimes it's that emphasis on it
mm-hmm.
that makes you go, oh, damn, it's in the right spot. When it's a particular word and it's said a certain way and it's in the right spot, man,
mm-hmm.
that make your whole body just straighten up like, damn, did you hear that shit?
Mm-hmm.
Yo! You know what I mean? So it's what's from the heart that makes the poetry.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
I
think another thing is, just, and I won't take too much time, another thing is because I write from emotion, like, even if I'm sad and hurt or, like, betrayed or whatever, like, I know you've heard me say this before in a poem. I've been worried since I was three, right? Because I had a hard-ass life. So I say I've been worried since I was three, and because of that, my natural instinct, even if I'm sad or hurt, I'm going to start out with the sadness, but next thing you know, the anger comes in. And that is a problem,
yeah.
I think, because every poem, even when it's not one of my activism pieces, I think most of my pieces have some element of anger, like, damn, bitch, what the fuck? Get some medicine for that.
Yeah, but your anger is somebody's medicine. That's what you're not getting. The way that you spit. Cause I hear the angry girl up in you. I hear it all the time. But that's your power. That's your poetry.
Mm-hmm.
That's what draws me in and a lot of other people. This is what we look for. We come to expect this from you because you are a powerhouse. A lot of people can't fuck with you, Gwen. Okay, I'm gonna just be honest. I couldn't fuck with you. I wouldn't dare. Okay, I might trail behind, real, real far behind you, but I ain't trying to get up here next to you because you would kill me.
You are silly, girl.
Girl, look, you know I'm spitting the truth, but
we
you know
do a collab
that's
one day.
What? Oh shit! I'm scared.
No! Oh my god! You're so funny.
But you know, you are like super dope, and I've been a fan since day one. From the first time I heard you, I was like, oh shit, she got a YouTube channel too. Let me go on this up a second. Damn, I need to see her for full.
Thank you.
Y'all need to check her out. Yes.
I could sound like you, Danielle. Like, I wish I could just sound peaceful and calm and not fucking nuts.
I'm not even.
Oh man. Thanks. I appreciate it. So I have pieces. I said y'all ain't gotta let me sit because I had a lot to say on the topic, but I do have pieces. But I'm gonna let y'all pick.
Oh,
there
you go. I'm gonna let my co-host pick with her gracious self. Just having my back like this, I already know I ain't going to stare wrong, so I'm going to let my co-host take care of the reins on this one.
I love it. I love the teamwork.
My question about
my picking is six and a half minutes, is that too long, or let you decide off that, and then that's how I'm going to pick my piece.
Girl, we got time. I mean, you spit. Look, man, I can't. You asking me to pick one of your pieces that make a preference is like trying to blanket the sun. Girl, just spit that shit. Let it flow.
It's not new for you. It's new for
Anna. In that case, hold on, wait. How many we got to choose from?
Just two.
Okay. You mentioned 6 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want 6 minutes.
Maybe six and a half. I ain't done it in about 6 months. All right.
I want six and a half. Okay.
I'm gonna do my best. Now, I don't know if
with
I can write it with you. I don't know if I'm going to fit it with its original intent, but I'm going to try.
Hold on. Before you begin, Iron Sharpened Iron listeners, I had the privilege of hearing this pen for the first time. And instantly jumped on, try to find out where she was at. Who is this poet? Where did she come from? Oh my goodness. And it was that for me. Okay? So if you never heard it, stop what you're doing right now. Close your eyes. I don't know where it's going. It's gonna be 6 minutes and 6.5 minutes of it. And that's why I chose that one, because you deserve it. You called it an iron sharpens iron, you deserve this one. So
thank you.
Gwen, too. With all that being said, Queen, the mic belongs to you.
Thank you. And this piece is titled, again, along with the ink therapy, the title is Put It in a Poem, G. I ain't got time for bitches using me as blueprint to architect themselves. Friend, foe, I need a hero. Run on, little zero. I'm more than poet. Still not Captain Save-A-Hoet. I cannot mentor a female who ain't yet woman. To mentor is to assist you in the process of becoming the best version of self. Poetry ain't for the weak. You formulating, rearranging words, thieving, trying to make it sound unique. Dre say it's the formula, but I'm not the DOC, a doc for your sick ass. You straight falling. You never experienced high performance because you worried about duplicating my performance? Since you never been the best definition of you, I'm going to send you this three-book collection from this poet named E to help you move from D to C to B, but you'll never reach A. And for damn sure, you'll never be G. You don't make moves, yet you move like you trying to gentrify a whole Gwen C. On social media, acting like we be in the street together, like we Eric B and Rakim. In reality, you just picture me rolling. With abundance of poems, you beg them, clap for this. You quantity, I be quantum, solid state of matter, nuclear energy, I matter, and this bomb's for you. You not creating energy, I already did that. You wanna be begging motherfuckers to sing you. Even if they did, I still be the buzz. You straight falling. Houston to the Ville, I always make moves. Marriage, 3 sons, 8 books, 2 homes, associates, bachelor's, master's degree, career, years of activism. You act, pretend, hack, a vision, idol. I see why you study the book of Gwen C. I'm the idol, you the fan. You stagnate. When you said I procrastinate, with no delay, I use my Christ logo pen to delineate your white devil ass. I've been praying. God, show me instant gratification. Ain't the move. Lucky you. You straight fall it. hollering my girl, my friend, asking for shit. Bro, man, don't want to hear that. Just because I show up don't mean it's a window for you. I'm always going to roll with the wild, wild west. I'm cool, Mo, refraining from riding out, but you getting this right hand ink, this right out. Once dropped, this piece going to white out, make you invisible. You'll be searching for a new hotel. I knew you was confused when every other word in your poems was chocolate, melanin, and melanated skin. If you was true to it, not new to it, you wouldn't use words just to try to trend. For the record, I've used melanin once in a political piece to remind police melanin isn't arsenal and they don't have to shoot. Damn. Now that I think about it, you like the po-po, the 5-0, always shooting your shot, and you 5-0 on rejections. But me, melanin, I've used it 0 times to describe my love, lust, fucking sexual attraction, relationship status. You spit about it so much a motherfucker won't touch you, loose lips. If I was Nas, you'd be Tybo ho. I'm Tyboing you. Dude, you trying to attack, wouldn't unwrap, they'd re-gift you. You straight falling. Slow your roll, little poet, pretending you know about me. You can't see me. Slow motion, bitch. That imaginary outside dick must have made you envy sick. We shared space 4 times in 5 years. You don't know me. When we speak, it's about your life, one-sided. I tell you I'm doing okay or not so great. I keep you at level 1. Even if I shared at level 5, you never reached at level 3 of my life. You straight falling. Since I'm schooling you, quiz time. If we're so tight, you know enough to speak on my name without looking at my Facebook. When's my birthday? Yeah, I'm Libra, so I can see the difference between a friend and a snake. Not that you could ever be 409, but I see the difference between a homegirl and a stalker. And, bitch, I am the difference between a poet and what you imitate. I'm a balanced vibe, and I scale shit. You can't duplicate this. We met from my stage. You was the audience. I was the show. I will take your pen if you speak another word. Before speaking on me, try to set a real fucking goal. Reach at least one of my levels. Can you pose and post without a picture? Do you have a career? How will you survive when you can't plagiarize and your pen can't handle pages lines? Have you ever done anything authentic? You got ID? Let me see. I'm checking you. I'll pay you and your salary in 1 quarter. Do you own a home? Have you saved a half mil? Love? Do you even qualify for a Monopoly account? You don't. Levels, trick. You don't even own a poem. You're straight falling. Smoking. Staying high in your low life, shit ain't cute, single white female and me, your pin never dripped, just ooze, envy, typical frenemy, I went on limb for you, never tripped, but you went from borderline stalker to trying to shade Gwen C, which takes a lot of fucking effort since I am the motherfucking tree, 27, I don't need poetry, you can have that shit, hell, you can have the roots, limbs, and leaves of Gwen C poetry, I was speaking figuratively, not meaning you could actually become me, you have no depth, you ain't rooted or rooted for, you straight falling. You ain't even growing. Artificial, fake. My art's official, organic. Bitch, you will never be me. That's my superpower. Lost in the woods, when you hear me, you listen. Then come out chasing me. Without me, as Mrs. Ice Cream Woman, you be all calorie, no color, no texture, no sound, no flavor. You the cone, the kid drop, laying on the sidewalk, always trying to get a bite of Gwen C. You GMO, listen to me like, let me get some more stanzas. Imitation may be a form of flattery, but best believe you don't look like me, sound like me, write like me, life like me. We ain't the same. My poem's the cheese, you the rat. You ain't in my league. The hood don't want you, and this ain't a motherfucking race. You straight falling. Been writing 32 years. Recently I was asked, what's my voice? Months later, I'm still trying to answer, but you think you know my voice? No. Just because you attempt to sound like me every time you spit doesn't mean you the shit. My support of the poetic community doesn't give you no fucking immunity from getting put in a poem. You sought me to get a life and find psychological safety, but I can't be your savior. Your poems be a staple. My shit be the center and the Lakers. You searching for a genie trying to make a wish to be me, but I'm Genie Bus, Laker Girls, Jack Nicholson, Food, Fun, Minneapolis Lakers, Kobe, and all the throwbacks. Bitch, you just get thrown back. I'm Walton, coaching, Luke, 824, I rebuke you. You J.R. Smith thinking you up when the clock is ticking, tick-tock, you straight falling. Maybe your talent is broken, I taught you. Never come for a poet unless we pencil you in. I'll murder you with your own dry-ass pen. Ink therapy? Nah, bitch, you gon' need the real shit. Your clock ain't broken, emergency, 9-11, you know what time it is. If I was paid by clicks, I'd slide into Jeff Bezos' spot just off you. Didn't say anything when you was D'ing my people, but now I'm blasting like Beanie Siegel, you straight falling. You trying to get down so you can get laid? You took another poet's name? But how much of Gwen C's Third Coast mate is going to come out your whack lips? This ain't poetry anymore. This is real shit. You straight falling. If I was Eminem, you wouldn't even be Machine Gun Kelly. You'd be Stan drowning. I'm Life Jacket. cutting your bullshit loose. Shit floats, float, bitch. Fuck a holly, fuck a spruce. I'm tree of life, weep willow. And when I die, when I die, when I die, bitch, I'm still going to be the motherfucking Jew.
Motherfucking beast. God damn.
You know what? This is my second time hearing you spit this. First time I heard it was with the music, and you are out, and you, as you know, you know. But damn. I'm going to let you take this. Quincy, you had the nerve to come on here and say, I don't know. And I'm going to put the emotion. And then, see, that's the thing about it. Is you don't even have no control over that. You got no control over that. What I want to know, you ain't got to say it on air, but somebody that stepped into an arena that they ain't had no business being close to. And I
that's
enjoyed every
arena.
Bit of it because
he's
I got
the arena,
this. I'm sipping.
Yes.
That was dope. You said arena.
Look, I'm listening. Yes, this was like the Colosseum back in the old Roman days when they were chopping off heads with swords and riding on chariots, and it was the gladiator, and it was just crazy, and it was everything that I wish I had it right now because that deserved. It was just great. It was just.
Thank you.
Whoever, I guarantee, just like we started off with, their pen might not never get picked up again.
That's funny.
Ooh. Yo, that's plain though. I love it. Fucking right. Yup, that deserves that type of feedback. Fucking right. I hope I don't get kicked off again.
Thank you.
I put too many F-bombs. I'm just kidding. When it comes like that, that's the authenticity. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm glad you did that. I'm glad you took 6 minutes. I hope everybody out there got 6 minutes of an adrenaline rush, because that's what that was. Everything it was supposed to be. Bow, 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 in your face.
Thank you.
Pearl and Negra.
You're welcome. I try not to write with so much anchor, but thank you so much.
Hey,
I'm trying to tell you, ever since day one of hearing her the first time, her poetry just, it grabbed me. And I was like, I need more of that. I need more of that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. You could say you're angry or whatever it is, but what you're feeling, it comes out and you got to, and you're, flow, your tempo. You got a tempo that is just crazy. You don't stumble. You don't trip. You don't. It's like your girl. I can't even
it's
get it out.
It's a rapid fire. It's a rapid fire.
Yes. It's like your poetry is what I want to be able to do. Now I can do a slam piece, but this is how yours come out all the time. All the time. Me, I got to take the time and read it over and over and over and over again to myself until I get that flow by heart. But yours is just, you. This is what you was born to do, girl.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad that God gifted me to, like, write pieces and keep myself in check so I don't end up in jail, prison, or anything else of such nature or dead. So, yeah, I'm thankful to God.
I feel you. Yeah.
I mean, poetry saved lives, literally.
I'm going to find your inbox if you don't find mine. I'm in your inbox, okay? I'm in your inbox. Know that. I'm about to jump in. Just give me a minute. I'm going to jump in there, and, yeah, I'm going to be in your inbox. That's all I'm going to say to you, okay? I'm in your inbox.
So, yeah, thank you. I'm so glad y'all like the piece. I think that the biggest point is, like, I'm so serious when I say poetry, like, stabilizes situations. Like, poetry will put some balance back. I think I said that last night on Get Down. Poetry will put some balance back into the universe if you use it right.
Yo.
But unfortunately, you know, that's that emotion.
Yo,
so I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all giving me the time.
I know where you're coming from.
all right, I know where you're coming from. I know when it's time, when I come in here sometime and it just be like, yo, let me listen to poetry before I go to jail. I know what that what
exactly.
So that's why I'm jumping in your inbox, all right? Because with that type of energy and my type of energy, ain't no fuck you. Woo! It's trouble. Now, that means Miss La Perla Negra, because even through the art of poetry, would probably have to have bail money on deck for the both of us. Because when, yeah, it's just, we just going to prepare ahead of time because I'm going to tell you, all right, da-da-da, it's trouble. That's what I'm saying. It's trouble. Yeah, okay? But it's got to be heard. Sometimes you got to jump out there and say, you know, sometimes you just got to jump out the window. Sometimes it just makes you just jump out the window.
Right.
And as something tell me we're going to take a leap.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be okay.
That's right.
It's going to be okay. Okay? Gwen C. But out there right now, we're going to chill tonight. So I got to, you got any spots you want out there. You got what, matter of fact, go behind the bar, tell the bartender to move in the Crown Royal Lounge and get what you get. Water, whatever, right?
You.
All right,
I
water, whatever.
Y'all.
All right, listen, thank you for stopping through. You make Iron Sharpen Iron even stronger. So much love to you, poet, queen, your highness. I mean, you, fire pen. Your pen don't have no boundaries. Your pen is wicked and wild. So yeah.
Woo. But I had to go through heartbreak for that piece. Let me say
hey,
I had to go through some major sad shit to get to that piece. And that's sad. That's sad. But it got me through, so it's all that matters. And I appreciate y'all. Peace, love, see the works. I appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you too.
One love, one life.
One love, one life.
Man. I remember the first time I heard it, and I kid you not, I wound up on the floor. I remember that. Like, I wound up on the floor. It felt like my heart started racing. Mm-hmm. I started feeling goosebumps, and before I couldn't compose it. I just remember the first time. And she never ceases to amaze, man. Just fire.
Okay.
6 minutes of pleasure. 6 minutes of pleasure going in on somebody. Going in on somebody on a Friday night because they stepped in the wrong arena. They brought that to themselves. Better stop messing with these poets, kids. If y'all out there and y'all just think that it's sweet because they poet, y'all don't even understand poetry. Poetry is preventing you, the antagonist, from literally getting your ass whooped. Literally,
okay.
Figuratively, however you pronounce it, I'm just right there right now. I didn't step into the hood for a second. I'm back in North Philadelphia with Germantown. Pointing fingers. I'm in Nice Town pointing fingers with middle fingers up. Let me take a step back because stuff happens. All right. Anyway, back to poetry. Right? See how it works.
Yes.
Miss LaPearl and Amber. I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, that the boss man himself is at the door. And
he's sitting up there chilling,
saying he's just ready to step in and show some love on a iron sharpens iron, a royal pen's perspective. And if there's anyone that deserves not only a standing ovation, but a royal welcome. It is our own CEO, the author, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. The Real, the Poet Douglas. What's good, King?
Hey, sure, baby, baby. What it do?
Hey,
boss
man.
What's going on, Anonymity? What's going on, Miss Pearl?
Man, listen, I'm just chilling here with all the love in the room, man. Just a dope night. I didn't even know how it was going to turn out, man. And man, I can't wait to hear the playback.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I'd be. It's so full of love, man. I tell you, I appreciate this platform.
Yes, that's very good. I've been listening Hey, man, I'm at the plantation, you know, but I'm listening to some poetry that's off the charts tonight, you know what I'm saying? I'm loving the topic, the conversation, But the poetry is, like, really off the hook tonight. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. Shout out to my sister, Gwen C., who almost made me change my piece, like, 1,200 times. I have to say, I'm going to have to call. I'm going to have to hit Gwen C. up, too. I'm going to have to get in her. I have a similar piece that I wrote for a similar reason. And she almost made me switch to that, but I'm not going to do that on this night. I like to write with a lot of anger and emotion too. And see, the piece that I had wasn't like on that level, but it's like she ripped my heart out just now, and I really only feel like it right now. I'm still living off the vibration she put in that. Yeah.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a bad, bad
other pieces
girl.
Make you turn the corner.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't have the energy after listening to her. I don't even have the energy to do that piece if I wanted to. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I don't know if my brother is still on the line or not, but I wanted to shout out to my little brother, Rob Morrow. Okay, what's up, little brother? I don't know if y'all know that, but he's also Epiphany. He is also Epiphany Radio, the former host of Wednesday Night Vibe at Epiphany Radio. So he ain't going to let y'all know that because he's a humble brother. Shout out to my little brother, Rob. Wednesday Night Vibe, Morrow. Baby. You know what it is. I had to say something to get me untied from Gwen C. because she like, you know,
right,
fucked me
right,
up.
Right, divert. Sometimes you got to divert.
Yeah, she really fucked me. Yeah. Because I'm still caught in her tractor beam, and the piece that I'm going to do is very slow. I want to change it so bad, but I'm not going to go against my own grain. I'm just going to try to black it out.
Well, listen,
yeah,
King.
Yeah, that kind of hurt my innards.
Listen, King, man. I know whatever you about to bring, I'm ready. I'm just ready to hit your pen because, again, as they say, another one. So, King.
Hey, man, I try to say. Hey, let me ask Miss Pearly something. Miss Pearly. Let me ask Miss Pearly something. Miss Pearly. Is this something that you sense? Actually, because I'm going to see this book. She got boggled my brain cells right now. Is this something that you would like to hear? Do you have a request? Is this something particular you would like to hear?
I ain't going to do that to you. Because you said you're a little worn out from Wednesday. I ain't going to do that to you. So.
You're going to do it.
No, I ain't going to request that. I ain't going to do it because I know
what
it's going to take.
Request?
I'm curious.
Okay, what would it have been? Black enough.
Yeah.
Why would you pick that one? Why would you go
I
ahead and
pick
that
I think I wasn't going to do that to you. You pushed it.
Yeah. Let me ask my brother. Have you ever heard Black Enough, brother?
I have not. So I am tuned in because hold on. Don't even start yet. Let me brace myself because I'm not going to end up on the floor tonight. So with that being said, I am ready for the ride. Shout it in. I'm braced.
She
so,
is
braced.
I didn't think she would pick that one though.
Hey, listen. I don't even know. I love the title already. I live for that type of shit though. So. Listen,
shit.
If you
ready to
go, I'm strapped in.
I could get fired doing
Wait a minute. You could do. You know my favorite one is somebody told a good damn lie.
Okay. I'd probably do that one because I can get fired enough. I can get fired for doing Black Enough up in here.
Okay. I respect that.
We're going to catch up so I can hear that, though. See, Master said we was trash, but behind the barn where he raped our women, he also raped the men with his gay ass. That's right. Fuck your faggot ass. Then somebody told a good damn lie. So then they brought us over here and made us slaves. Then these same motherfuckers wrote a song about the home of the free and the brave. Somebody told a good damn lie. You can take your lie, that lily white one, and kiss my black ass. Somebody told a good damn lie. Looking down on my brown skinned child with the most beautiful eyes, and you want me to believe that he can't fly, that he'll never soar? Somebody told a good damn lie. Watch as he goes forth, opening door after door after door. Son of God, creator of this world, prince from the lost tribe that wasn't really lost. It wasn't their business, them barbarians, so God kept them hidden. Then somebody told a good damn lie. Now the streets of a nation fill them. Moor and Nubian royalty litter them. Our blood stains them. Somebody told a good damn lie. The same ones that used on the American Indians, the shackles removed from yesterday's slaves. Huh? Abraham Lincoln lie. Got them sitting in a damn cage in a private-owned prison, stripped from the rights to vote, marked as felons, labeled as non-citizens. Somebody told a good damn lie. Somebody told a good damn lie. Somebody told a good damn lie. Somebody told a good damn lie about the 4th of July. They celebrate independence while we still cry out about enslavement and poverty. The Emancipation Proclamation of January 1st, 1863 was a lie. Systems, prisons, cubicles, non-citizens, walls, invisible, they stand tall. I can see them. Trump ain't said shit because in their heads they've already built them. Constructs, barriers, roadblocks, restrictions, black force back to the back. Rosa Parks weeps tears somewhere in a wax museum. Plows, oxen, plantations, cotton. What's so different in the state of this nation? Poison, tainted water, Tuskegee, GMOs. Nothing has changed. They still killing black folks. Strangleholds, bullets, women and children. German shepherds sicked on people who picket. Unjust systems. Prisons, cubicles, non-citizens, walls, constructs, barriers, roadblocks, restrictions, plows, oxen, plantations, cotton, poison, tainted water, Tuskegee, GMOs. Nothing's changed. They still killing black folk. Red Sea, blood river, bleeding creeks, black rains, racism that flow through corroded veins. American justice killing just us is the prerogative. Somebody told a good damn lie. 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 When they said that my beautiful black child would never fly, but watch this hatchling spread his damned wings. I guess you never heard the cage bird sing. It's hard to hear with that cotton that we picked in your goddamn ears and your good damn lies. Somebody told a good damn lie. 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 Now watch my beautiful black child fly. Over racism and division, over private-owned prisons, over songs that bleed of 400 years of slavery, over the free and the brave and the KKK, over walls built tall and high. Watch my child fly. Over brooks of tainted water, above shit and fields that lead bacteria, sterilizing our sons and our daughters through the streets of Carolina, where they worship and howl Hitler, get out before they get you, fly. Over this, fly over that red sea, that blood reek, that blood creek, that blood river, those bleeding creeks, that black rain racism that flows through corroded veins, American justice killing just us is the prerogative. Somebody told a good damn lie. 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 When they said that my beautiful black child would never fly, but watch this hatchling spread his damned wings. I guess you've never heard the cage bird sing. It's hard to hear with that cotton we picked in your goddamn ears and your good damn lies. Somebody told a good damn lie. 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 Now watch my beautiful black child fly. Watch my beautiful black child fly. For real.
Yo. Okay. Wow. There. That is for real, the poet, and that's that motherfucking piece.
Yo. First of all, what the fuck? Wait a minute. Okay. Let's start. Where do I begin? Okay, let me start here. Let me start with delivery for a second. Whatever, where you want it to go, what you wanted to do in that piece, you did exactly that. I went on Broadway. I just seen a whole fucking I wasn't sitting where I was been sitting all night. I just went to a different place. And then I was drawn into it. I was drawn into it because it was a renaissance. It was just, oh my God. It was I don't even know from where you pull that. I can't do that. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's that side of things when you just sit back and you just become like you just it just worth the whole fucking cost of admission because you was just like, yep, I can't. Like, you don't get that nowhere else. You don't get that there. You talk about what you want to capture in that message. If you would have just sat back there, and I mean the wordplay in itself, man, the message, right? The message, and even down to the point where you was able to take it and how you was able to incorporate, like you know, somebody that told a good damn lie, and the way you brought it, the way that you sat there because it was in my chest. It pulled from in my chest. And it wasn't just the delivery. It was definitely the content of the words. It was the wordplay. It was the message. It was one of the most powerful pieces I think I've ever heard in my life that, if you're going to follow up with Gwen C, that's exactly how it has to be done. Because that energy just builds, right? So listen, man. For real. That's some real shit. laid out for the years. Now, don't go get in trouble because I understand. And after hearing that, I understand why you probably didn't want to do the other one. So don't get in trouble. Don't get in trouble. But listen, King, I'm gonna let Miss LaPearl and Negri get ready to holler at you. But listen, man, we're going to definitely link because I got a vision and we need to connect. Miss LaPearl and Negri will fill you in details. We will definitely be talking, meeting face-to-face. I'm
okay,
only in Delaware.
Brother.
All right, but
hey,
Miss LaPearl and Negri.
I got you. No problem. Yeah.
Definitely. Yo, for real. You already know. You already know.
Yeah.
I have been a fan of yours. Sheesh. Even before I knew you did poetry. Okay. Because you've always entertained me. But when I hear you do these conscious pieces, that shit gets me amped. It gives me hype. I'm like, yeah, yo. And I can't critique this because there's nothing that needs to be changed. There's nothing I can say is needs to be different except for, this is Renaissance. All things old made new with your pieces. Okay, you're spitting about what's going on, because we already know the more things change, the more they stay the same. You put an emphasis on this shit so we can hear it, because not everybody is exposed to it the way they should be. And with you being the kind of poet that you are, that's what you
what's
do.
Up? Hey, thank you.
Yeah, now listen, Ms. LaPearl and Negri, you said
I wish
it.
I was.
You said it.
Oh. Yeah. I'm sorry. No. I wish I could have put more into it, but you know I'm right here in the plantation. I ain't want to start a revolt, not like that. But I know.
No, kid, listen.
You know, I wanted to. This is why I asked Ms. Trilly to pick something. to take me out of that zone that that Gwen C. put me into. Plus, I wanted to, my brother hasn't heard a lot of, I think he heard a lot of sappy stuff from me so far since he's been a part of Epiphany Radio. And I wanted to do something different for him anyway, you know.
Yeah, that was, yeah. Man, listen, that was everything, man. This was a dope night, and what a way to close the show. Like, my goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, listen, man, from behind the scenes, I hear a lot of things about what you do, and from the time that I've been with the Epiphany family and the different things that I hear, oh, my goodness. Talk about this vision. Talk about this vision. Just some things are divine, and I appreciate being in the right place at the right time, meeting the right people, and having the vision to recognize the gift in it all. And, man, listen, I'm family for life, bro. Family for life.
Baby.
Yeah. Wow. Well, listen, man. I know you wanna see, man. I know you at the gig. I don't want you to go and get you know, that Renaissance get you off the square tomorrow.
Yeah.
A whole other story. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
Look, man. I appreciate you coming through, man. Show some love. You know, giving me an opportunity to, you know, to be here and connecting me with so many great people, man. You know, it's just skyrocket. Whatever we can do, King. So I appreciate the opportunity, man. And hey, we're gonna keep on rocking out. This show's my man.
Hey.
Well, listen.
Glad to have
you. I know
you
out,
man.
There.
Welcome aboard.
Yes, sir. Look, I'm glad to be here. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It ain't no other place I'd rather be. I'm in the right place. We're exactly where I need to be. So I appreciate this. And we're gonna see what happens, man. I got dreams, visions, and you're a visionary. So in the family I met, there are no hope bars. So look, the future, I don't even know. I'm just ready to go. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to go towards it.
Yes, sir. All right, then. So, hey, look,
yeah, one love, one mic, but I know you got to go back to work. I do got something out there for you at the bar. If you can stop through, grab that, and then get on back. I won't say nothing. You won't.
All right, bro. Much love.
All
right. Ladies,
one love,
you.
One mic.
One love, one mic.
Baby.
Yo.
Wow.
Yo, that, I wasn't ready. And it
I
just
know
makes
you was.
Me wonder. It makes me wonder, even more curious, because he didn't bring the other piece because he had to dumb it down a little bit, and he bought that. Yo, when people sit back and talk about the power in the pen,
black enough, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to tell
you. That's how you do that. It wasn't a joke. It wasn't no joke.
Oh, no.
Nothing tonight was
that's
no
for real.
Joke. That's for real. And, hey, listen.
Yeah.
And you know what? With that being said, I got you. Once again, I know we in overtime. I know we about to come up off the air. But you're definitely tuned into the For Real Entertainment Network. And, yes, this is Epiphany Radio. And tonight did present the second edition, the second show of the Iron Sharpens Iron, A Royal Pen's Perspective. And all night I've been your host, Anonymity, with my co-host, Miss La Perla Negra. Right? And tonight's show, sponsored by Raw Link, why be average when you can be raw? And we definitely owe that shout out to our CEO, Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. You just heard how he just closed this show. Man stepped out from work to make sure that the due diligence was bought for the Iron Sharpens Iron show. Miss La Perla Negra ain't do nothing but give me much love, support, and make this show the fire show that it was intended to be. Couldn't have done it alone. And all the poets that stepped in here, nothing but flame tonight. Nothing but flame tonight. Somewhere something tells me somebody believe in this show. Somebody been searching for this type of platform. And I'm just glad that I could be the vessel to be able to bring it. So as we're getting ready to get off the air, I want to take a few moments out and give a couple of shout-outs, okay? First and foremost, shout out to our CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, for making this possible, for us having this platform, okay, first and foremost. And before, and I'm going to continue. For bringing such fire to just put a punctuation on something that was phenomenal, and for knowing, you know, something else, Ms. LaPearl and Niagara, I'm going to take a moment to talk about something else I want to point out, if I may. Sometimes a matter of, we talk about your platform, right? We're talking about knowing your platform. It's another thing that we talk about in, we talk about our pieces. But when you know your platform, and you feel vibes, you might have, like, for instance, I'm just going to use, I'm going to call out names from our final two poets tonight. Ms. Gwen C. stepped on the mic with something hot to death. And then while that poem's going on, you got to follow up poet, feeling the energy in the room. I call it reading the elephant in the room and knowing exactly what type of piece, knowing sometimes when to, like I said, ride the wave or when to turn the corner. And sometimes that artist is just a matter of trusting in your gut, trusting in your feeling of where to go. I know on the Poetry Idol show, which got me here, the same thing happened. I had to go from poem to poem. So it's just something else that I wanted to talk about. And before I give, give the shout outs and the flowers as they belong, Ms. LaPearl and Negro, I'm giving you an opportunity to maybe talk a little bit about that particular part of Iron Sharpens Iron.
Okay. Well, first off, I got to say, it is an honor to sit beside you and do this show. It really is. I'm kind of in awe when I was asked to do it. You give so much insight into this. And this particular show is much needed, most definitely, because there are people out there that want to hear. They need to hear the truth. It's like you said earlier, if you take the truth away and you just sugarcoat it, you're doing the poets a disservice. So people look for this. They need this. This is something that makes a difference in their life when you can give them the truth about what their poetry means to you, how it affects you. And if you see that there's always room for improvement, but if you can find that one spot right there, that's like the missing puzzle piece for them. So this right here, this works. It works, and it's going to continue to work. And I'm happy. I am honored and blessed to be a part of it. And I thank you.
Well, listen, this ain't the end for us. You know that. Some things still in the works. So we'll be talking, you know what I'm saying, got some plans for some upcoming things as well. But I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for number one. Number one, believing in it. Your resume speaks for itself. You are I'm going to call it an anchor, a grounding in the Epiphany family. You bring a balance to, I just observe in your, you know, I mean, might be the hardest work. Hardest working poet in the Epiphany family. I mean, I know you always there, right? And not even that. Just let's go and give a shout out on the air as is deserved. You have been personally a true friend to me. Times that I call, you know, maybe jumping out the window. I was joking with Gwen C. We going to jump. You know, you... Something tells me, you know, a little bit about the background where she come from, and you got a little opportunity to know that. Sometimes I don't be too close. I don't be too far from that edge either. So I appreciate that. I appreciate you taking an opportunity and truly embodying even my own work to be able to give me the privilege for the first time in my life hearing you know, I always, whenever I go to share pieces of the play, I have to read both the male and the version, the male and the female version. And the problem mm-hmm. is I can never think I can get it to come off the way it's intended through my voice. So having an opportunity to hear that, and you do have such a, as everyone spoke on tonight, your voice soothes, comforts, it brings balance. And this show, at this particular time, I can definitely say would not be the same show without you. Is humbly, honestly, respect, because I couldn't. So I appreciate you, Queen. You are a blessing to me. You truly are. And I'll take it now. And I don't need to say that behind closed doors. So I know we have 4 minutes left before they cut the mic off. And, you know, I'm going to give you a chance to share. But I do want to give a shout out to the callers and the listeners out there tonight. Thank each and every last one of you. I feel as though that the type of poetry that comes through this show to, you know, the inaugural show, and now here's the follow-up, right, 2 weeks later. And we're sitting up here with the concept of like, okay, you know, kind of like how we want to, you know, make sure we critique to give constructive criticism in a manner that can be received. But it wasn't, man. It's like when people hear that, they're bringing their A game. They're bringing it. Except of the show is what it takes to make you bring it. Then I'm going to continue to support and do it. So keep doing that for me. And I thank you. So, Ms. LaPerla Negra, anything you'd like to share with us?
All right. Y'all know me out there in the Tiffany world and poetry land. Always, as I always say, get that good relationship going with yourself, because that's where spirit lies. Continue to love one mm-hmm. another. Love yourself and respect each other. And y'all know this germ out here ain't finished with us. So if you use common sense, if you're not feeling good, mm-hmm. stay away from people until you are. And with that,
mm-hmm.
I can say thank you to everybody. Anonymity, thank you once again. Back to you.
Yep.
It's up to you. You want me to exit with a song, or you just want to hang up?
But no. I'm just going to say we're just going to go in and we're just going to go in and close out. You know what I mean? I know it's late and Saturday. People got their weekends to start. They didn't start tonight. But yeah, for everything that you said, amazing, amazing, amazing energy, amazing poetry. I'm definitely inspired. And with all that being said, we will be back in 2 weeks. I will get the lineup for the week. I don't know, but I do know it's something on every single day. What I do know is Wednesday. Catch my co-host along with Ms. VIP on the love, what is it, the Erotic Love Zone. Erotic Love Zone. I know on Tuesdays, my brother Mojave's doing his thing, 9 p.m. Got a lot of different things. Hard as working man in Epiphany. I do know Thursdays we do have, you know, my brother's How I Got Started, right, the Get Down Show. 9 p.m. Next Friday, Keith Eric is rocking out with his Renaissance poetry doing his thing. And that leaves Monday, Saturday, and Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, Saturday, Sunday. So I'll let Ms. LaPerla Negra share what happens on those days, and we'll close out. We got about a minute left.
All right. Mondays, we have King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday, we have one of Mojave's shows, like you said, it's Iron Man. He is the hardest working man in Epiphany. Wednesday night, yes, join us, me and my co-host, my sexy diva, Ms. VIP, in the Erotic Love Zone. Thursday night, we have the Get Down hosted by J-Rob, the Wise Son, and Poetic. Friday night, every other Friday night, you are with us here in Iron Sharpens Iron. And Saturday nights, alternating with Poetic, we have Poetic Therapy, and also Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. And I believe the show just cut off.
If you do hear out there, have a good night. Till next time, peace.